Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. The Boston one, TD Garden, a real live homestand is upon us. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. A high percentage of people listen to this and listen to us in their cars. So I guarantee that some of them have done that thing, which I never understood, but a lot of people do it, where they set their clock in their car ahead of what time it actually is. So to make themselves not late or to whatever it does psychologically. Is there something in that realm that exists that could combat these slow starts?
I never thought about that, but my wife's car is actually set ahead maybe 8 or 9 minutes. So I wonder if she did that on purpose.
But you have to that would mean you would have to at some point forget that you had done it. You have to erase that from your memory, or else you'll just go, oh, well, no, I really have an extra 8 or 9 minutes because I already set it that far ahead.
You think we could trick the team? Do you think the whole crowd could trick us?
Having listened to you answer the exact same question over and over and over again and me trying to figure out a clever way to ask it because it has to be asked, that's sort of what I came up with. But since there is no answer and since it seems to be affecting everybody, it's not which group starts, right?
I wonder if you should just talk to the team.
Perhaps, but since, again, we are contractually obligated to discuss it amongst ourselves, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, we might as well give it a shot. Maybe we should, talk about, maybe we should take everybody's calls about how we could start better. I think obviously it's something that we have to do tonight. These guys have started great in games, and their shooting is so good, and their energy is so good to start a game. So we're going to have to be really good out of the gate.
All right, before we get to Miami, which is a really interesting team to talk about, we cover this maybe once or twice a year. When you watch a game to prepare to play someone, video these days could be broken down computer-wise literally hundreds of different ways, by possession, by offensive sets. Any way you ask for it, you're going to get it. What changes for you when you watch a game, as I assume you did, in real time when the team you're playing plays the night before?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've got it on DVR at home, but I also have it in my Dropbox on my computer right after it's cut up by our video guys. So, if I miss it live, then I can get it quickly after that. But I do like to watch it live. I'll just, like anybody else, I'll rewind it and fast forward it. And the time that I like to watch it live the most is when I know we have an early morning shoot around the next day. So, like today, we shot at 11. So I wanted to get that done before 10 o'clock last night. So it actually worked out really well to watch. And it was a heck of a game, back and forth, two really good teams. I thought that the difference to me in watching that game and in watching this team is their number one is they've always played really hard. They've always been exceptionally well coached. They've got great skill. So now the shooting is just outstanding. And then Jimmy Butler at the end of games has been great. So they're a handful.
Well, before we get to lineups, so sort of the roster composition is sort of the question. This is a team I've been looking forward to seeing because there's so much there. If the NBA entering the 2020s or whatever the Illuminati decide we're going to call the next decade is about 6-7 guys that can defend multiple positions and shoot the three, well, it all seems to be there already. And you said you were asked in your pregame media session about Duncan Robinson. You said you always have to be aware of where he is. You can say that about pretty much everybody on the roster.
Yeah, his size, though, is his shooting is really, really unique. But I think that him and Hero and Nunn, those guys were guys that, are either young and just drafted or not drafted at all, but have really fit in perfect with this group. And then you've got the, Butler, as we talked about, all the skilled bigs, including Kelly, but then the really physical guys that drive the ball, Butler, Winslow, and And then Adebayo.
There you go.
And Adebayo's ascension has been a huge part of their ascension as a team. And you just talked about it. Like, the whole league, you know, is full of 6'6 to 6'8 guys that are pretty much the same and versatile and can guard four spots and all that. He's taller than that and stronger than that. He's built to guard fives, but he can guard ones. And he's one of the best, most versatile defenders that I've seen.
What I had jotted down in leading to him was how we talked last week about how Jared Allen was impacting the game more this year. And he certainly is. But what Adebayo is doing, he's doing what he is being asked to do, it seems, as well as anyone in the league is doing what they are being asked to do.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I thought it started last year. You know, they were trying to figure out, and this is one of the really hard parts about having a young guy like Adebayo, they were trying to figure out how to maximize Whiteside and bring Adebayo along. But you saw at the end of the year, they were starting Adebayo on almost every game. They were playing really well. They were hard to beat. And his defensive versatility is a big reason why. And then, you know, he's as good of a roller, you know, as anybody around with his ability to bounce up in the air and catch those lobs, but also play in the seams and make passes and make the right play. So he has really improved. He's a hard guy to guard. He's a hard guy to score on, and he gives them a lot of versatility. It allows you to play big with Kelly next to him or Myers Leonard next to him, or it allows you to play small with Winslow at the four, and you just he can do both ways.
We teased this the other day in Brooklyn, talking about starting lineups and why they do matter and why they really don't matter. And this, to me, you can talk about the Clippers, I guess, because they've got two guys playing at all-star level who come off their bench. But the issue of starting and where people get hung up on that, is it a matter of having players that, I don't want to say don't care, that's the wrong way to phrase it, but sort of have an understanding that it really doesn't matter who is on the floor in that first shift of the game?
Yeah, of all the things that we are so advanced on, you know, even like that we talk about and we speculate on and we overanalyze the numbers and everything else, I'm surprised we're not to the point where we talk a lot less about who starts and who comes in at different times and a lot more about the lineups that are playing together. These lineups fit each other well. Nunn's ability to drive, Butler's ability to drive, complemented by Leonard and Robinson shooting, and then you bring great scoring off the bench. Usually they have Dragic. They don't tonight, but they can easily play Winslow at the one the way they did and bring in a round Hero and Kelly and others. So like they're really well put together. They're really deep. They can go with different guys that didn't even play last night that have played and made huge impact against us. And so it's going to be quite a challenge. We know it's going to be quite a challenge. We're going to have to be very good tonight.
That's the head coach who just finished his pregame media gathering earlier here, and the room, which this year had been set up with you at a podium, and everybody had seats to sit in and whatever, and now everything was gone. Did you just like make a ruling from above that you just did not want to be on a podium anymore and everybody else should have to stand? Did you notice that it went faster because everybody wasn't sitting comfortable?
Is that right?
Well, nobody was sitting comfortable.
Interesting.
So, yeah, something to keep in mind.
So, no, I didn't make that rule. I heard we got just knocked out of the room. I heard they wanted to use it for something else. So it makes sense to me. You got to use the rooms.
Now we got to figure out what that was.
What's that?
That's the story of the night. Now we got to figure out what it was that knocked you out of that room.
Well, we got to figure out that and starting better.
I don't know. I'm kind of equally. I'm curious about both.
I am curious about the room, but it's going to be hard to figure out what's going on in the room at the start of the game if I'm paying attention to the game.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You do the one thing, and I'll take care of the other, and we'll meet back here on Friday.
All right. Let me know.
Celtics and Heat next at the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.